The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man, blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him." We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. And while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and smeared the clay on his eyes, and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. And so he went and washed and came back and was able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, no, he just looks like him." And he said, "I am." And so they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' And so I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Well, where is he?" And he said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. And he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. And so they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. And they asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said to him, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as a Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. And for this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." And so a second time they called a man who had been born blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." And he replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see." And so they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And he answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" And they ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciples. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." And the man answered and said to them, "This is what's so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. And they answered and said to him, you were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us? And they threw him out. And when Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered and said, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he. And he said, I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him. And then Jesus said, I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind. Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, surely we are not also blind, are we? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, we see, and so your sin remains. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. So this gospel normally is told during this week because our catechumens, the adults in our parish who are preparing to be baptized, it's the Easter Vigil, which we hope happens, but may not. But normally they'd be preparing, well, they are preparing, but normally there would be that time that we baptize them. And this particular passage speaks to that occasion. Just like Jesus mirrored the mud on the man's eyes and sent him to the pool of Siloam, which it tells us in the reading means sent, but more specifically, he who has been sent, and he is washed clean and then can see, is an analogy for us, especially St. Augustine tells us, of what happens to the catechumen when they are baptized. The person, the man born blind, represents the human race. Because of sin, because we've turned our eyes away from God, because we have turned our backs on God, we are blind. We don't have God's light. And that is passed down through the human race as original sin. But God wants to bring us back, to give us the eyes to see him again, to see his presence in things, to see his beauty in the world that was intended in the Garden of Eden. And so just as the mud it was smeared on this man's eyes, for the catechumens, the oil of a catechumen is spread on them, and they're sent to the pool to be washed in the name of the one who was sent, Jesus Christ. Baptism is a death to self, a joining in the dying of Christ, so that he who then has risen can share with us that divine life. He was sent into the world to wash us clean of our sins and to give us eyes of faith, eyes that God has to see the world as God sees the world, to see others and the good in them that God sees, to see how they need to be ministered to have those eyes of faith. And that's what God wants to give us, all who are baptized. That's what God wants to renew in us today. Eyes of faith. So how do we see? You know, just today I took a walk down on the beach. And exercise, I believe, is a legitimate reason to go out. I was getting my exercise. I'm thinking of buying a dog just so I can walk a dog and kind of make sure I'm not breaking any rules. But I'm only joking a little bit. This is a very serious time. But the walk on the beach was very beautiful. And I saw other people out there truly enjoying themselves. Businesses, bars closed, but people still enjoying themselves. Businesses probably closed, so people have more time. And so, yes, it'll be difficult, but there is still beauty. And I know that there will become suffering too, as this goes on, perhaps. We don't know, but I would assume. But that vision, what my eyes saw then, was very beautiful and uplifting. Then, of course, earlier this week, turned on the news and saw pictures of the hospitals in Italy where people are so numerous and dying, there aren't people to even visit them on their deathbed and no care for them. A very depressing scene. And so, which scene do we look at? Which scene does God look at? How does God see this time? I know many will say, they'll look out at what's happening and say, this proves that God does not exist. How could God design a world that would allow this to happen? How could God, who is supposedly all-powerful and all-loving, allow this to continue and not stop it? So I know you thought I was going to answer those questions, but I'm not. You see, in this passage, Jesus pronounced that the Pharisees to be sinners because they claimed to see, but did not see. So I'm not going to claim to see where God is in this. But I can testify to one thing I did see. Tuesday this week, I got an email from one of our parishioners. You might have seen it also, a beautiful rainbow over the city of Hermosa Beach. I wonder, Marty, if you can show our viewers that image that was sent to me by Denise Salon, one of our parishioners. That was a rainbow over her house on Tuesday morning. Thank you, Marty. The rainbow. You know what God told us about the rainbow in Genesis. It's a sign of the covenant between God and the earth. And God says, when the bow is in the clouds, I shall see it and call to mind the eternal covenant between God and every living creature. It's in Genesis chapter 9, verse 16. God is still with us. And I don't pretend to know why this is happening, but I do know that whenever God is with us, there's a way out. Let us turn to God at this time. Like the man born blind, when he was giving sight, he went and saw Jesus. Actually, Jesus came to him, right? That's even a beautiful part of the story. But he used those new eyes of faith to see Jesus and asked Jesus the question in his heart, are you he? And Jesus said, I am he. And he got down on his knees, I suppose, but it says he worshiped him and called him Lord. That means he acknowledged him as God, not just a prophet, not even just the Messiah. God, the one who is sent into our world to anoint our eyes, to save us from our sins, to give us new life. And so let's use those eyes that God has given us today. He is still with us. Let us use those eyes to see what God is still doing in our day, in our time, in our families. Who needs help? Let us come to Jesus with our questions and our doubts and ask him, and he will answer them. If we only have eyes to see, eyes that God will open, eyes that will see by his divine light, let us ask for those eyes. And let us, in these times, grow closer to our Lord and one another.